Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
David, Sue, and Kendra, I'm a little concerned. It's all happening at Sue's house this morning.
There's a lot going on in that house.
Yeah, first of all, have the landscapers left?
It seems a bit quieter, so I think that they have left.
Sue had an army of caregivers to her lawn and the grounds, and I think they were replacing the water in the fountain out front, making sure that it was chlorinated properly.
Preparing the stone wall.
So they've come and gone. But there's it appears that there were some misdeeds done in some way, shape, or form. There was trouble because you're holding in your hand, and
I'm holding a doorknob.
The doorknob to your front door.
Yeah, a doorknob to my front door. So I got up at 4:30 this morning, and all the lights in the house were on, and I look, and my youngest daughter, Emma, is missing, not in her bed.
Dun, dun,
and I was
dun.
Like, what? I look in every room, no Emma, no Emma. In our basement, no Emma, nothing. But none of the cars are missing. And then I see the doorknob to our front door is missing. It is on the floor with a big hole through the door. So now I think somebody stuck their arm through, unlocked the door, and abducted my daughter. I have lost a year of my life. I was almost crying. I'm like, do I wait?
And what time is this again?
4:30 a.m.
Oh, God.
I finally look in my daughter Katie's room, and I see two heads sticking out of the blanket. It's Katie and Emma cuddled up together. So I woke up Emma. I said, what's going on? They haven't slept together in I don't know how long since they were little girls.
Right.
She's like, oh, Katie was afraid last night. She was hearing weird noises. So I came in to sleep with her. Now, you tell me. Something is fishy.
No, the doorknob is off your front. Is the front door open? Is it ajar or is it closed?
It's closed. It's physically closed, but obviously unlocked.
But that's hard to do. Like, getting those doorknobs off is hard. And all the, like, where are the screws? Like, the screws that come with it are custom to that.
No, the screws are in. The screws are in the other half of the doorknob, which is on the outside of the door.
Oh, somebody, you can just push it.
Somebody took. There's
Something going on
here. Yeah, somebody put took those screws out with a screwdriver and then put them back in.
Yeah. No, and we went to bed at like 9:30 last night. We went to bed early, Tom and I. So like there was all kinds of shenanigans that ensued after we went to bed. I don't know if people were climbing through windows or what was going on, but the doorknob is gone.
Right.
My daughter wasn't in her bed.
And they're sleeping it off. They're not. It's not like they're up or are going to be up anytime soon, right?
No,
you need to have a conversation with them when they get up. You need to wake them up. In fact, you should do it after we do the Throwback Live. Let's get them down here. We can talk to them on the air.
Oh, my God.
No,
I'm like, what went on?
We've all either had teenagers or been teenagers. You know what it's like to kind of somebody snuck out and then they were sneaking back in. My money's on somebody was sneaking back in, and that's what happened to the doorknob.
Yes, I'm going with David's theory. That's what it is. Definitely.
And that's Emma. Come on, Emma, you're better than that. There's better ways to sneak in than taking the front doorknob off.
No, and now she is up because she has to work from home today. She goes, no, the doorknob literally fell off in my hand when I came home last night.
Yeah.
And Tom is corroborating her story. My husband is saying that is true. And I'm like, you covering up for them? Or what
are
you doing here?
How does a doorknob come off?
It's
the security of your home and the front door. There's screws that hold it in.
Was it loose yesterday?
Like, no, it really did. The doorknob just fell off. Yeah. I'm like,
I think there's more going on here.
No, something's not right here. It's falling off. What is going on? Was it the inside doorknob or the outside doorknob?
It was the inside part.
Inside.
Yeah, something's up. Something's not no, we're gonna, right
we're gonna,
there.
We're going to get down with you. Remember Robert De Niro in the basement during Meet the Parents when he had the lie detector thing?
That's yes.
We're going to get a little of that going on for these kids of yours to find out what happened to the front door.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.